It's a beautiful morning to be here for this official measurement.
Yes, Bobby Ward and I worked as interns for the city of St. Petersburg surveying, and we used to hear the stories about Babe Ruth and also Mickey Mantle hitting long home runs. And Ruth had the most famous one, and the surveyors who had been here for a year, and these people had very detailed knowledge and very sticklers about distances. They used to be down at the Bayboro, and we used to come by here every morning. We'd hear these stories, and the West Coast Inn was there. And from this spot where we are at home plate now and to the other spot where we are going, the landing spot, was over 600 feet. So the ball bounced onto the balcony, and it would have bounced on the old Augusta blocks, which people around town know. They did not; those balls did not bounce a great distance on those blocks. We've tested that all over town. So this ball went over 600 feet. Someone had measured it early on in history, and it was 611. So, but it's being remeasured, and we're looking forward to putting a plaque up there for the longest home run ever hit off Major League pitching.
Terrific. Thanks, Jim. Okay.
He had a wealth of information because there were 10 daily newspapers in New York back then. So if he could read two or three accounts, the ball landed fifth tier, three seats back, whatever, that's as good as gospel for him.
Yes.
So he was, you don't really have to question the credibility of some of these things because the documentation is there.
Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little about the actual measurement that occurred when you guys did it? Like, what was the process?
Sure. We started with historical aerial photographs. I think our photograph was the one that we were able to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't have the date on it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed the wrong one.
That's all right.
But the photographs were in the time frame, obviously, when the ballpark was here. And from that, you could actually, you know, determine where home plate was. And then we used that photograph along with landmarks and rights-of-ways and things like that to measure off and determine best we could, based on photographs from that time period of where home plate was. On the other end, West Coast Inn, we did a survey of that in 1946, and at that time, it located the building and the balcony, second-story balcony, which I understand is what the ball hit at one point. So we located, based on boundaries, we were able to determine where exactly that building was, and then we measured the distance from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're standing in the parking lot of Al Lang Stadium, where on Saturday morning about 10,000 people are for the Saturday morning market, the largest market of its kind in the Southeast. Let's describe how home plate is marked. It's not a home plate. How would you describe that?
Well, we originally just set a survey disc there, but we purchased a small medallion to glue on top of that just temporarily for the group here today.
Well, you'll find four orange spots, a circle, and a medallion. And we are pretty much directly behind the old home plate of the new Al Lang Stadium, a couple of hundred feet, I bet is a good estimate. So as you're walking around the market, if you look down and you see four orange spots, you'll know you're at home plate. Where the Sultan of SWAT hit a mammoth home run.
As opposed to
Jim Acker. With George F. Young.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
For a second?
Oh, sure.
A little bit, yeah. Just maybe talk about the significance of the day and the opportunity to bring the next couple of generations.
Oh, well, it's we look at our role in all of this as we want to promote the Babe in as positive a way as possible because the preserving the legacy, perpetuating the legacy is kind of what we say is our role. And the way you do that is you bring in the little ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get them educated. So that, of course, is through our website. And my wife was a teacher for many years. I used to go in, and I still do go in on reading week in February and read to the kids on a Babe Ruth book. So when an event like this comes up, we're just so happy to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is so nice. They want to do something nice for the Babe, and we want to say thank you.
Brad, I was hearing the city council presentation yesterday, and didn't realize that this is the second Babe Ruth Day. Not too many people are recognized officially by a city twice in 100 years, and your great-grandfather was.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's certainly an honor. It's
it's an honor to just be associated with such an amazing individual as the Babe. But, you know, as over the course of time, with all the research that I've done on the Babe, have come to learn, you know, what a strong tie he had to the city. And, you know, it's always great to come down here and experience the city and just the history associated with baseball and the Babe. And, you know, definitely have learned that he's had a strong presence down here.
Do you remember when you first realized that you had such, you know, a famous relative?
Yeah, so I was, you know, probably about 6 or 7, and remember reading a book about a few different baseball players, and Babe Ruth was one of the ones referenced, and then, you know, started to, you know, talk to my grandmother more and more about the Babe, and mm-hmm. really came to learn just how impressive he was at that point. So,
in so many ways, and known here locally for his philanthropy, you know, significant gifts to the community of organizations that still exist.
Yeah, so when I started our family website, Babe Ruth Central, you know, did a lot. At that point, I knew a lot about Babe as far as the baseball player, but as we really started to dig into all the research about Babe the person, it became very clear how impressive he was off the field as well. And yeah, just the stories that I've accumulated over the course of time through various historians just leaves me more impressed with the Babe than ever, not only as a baseball player, but as a charitable person.
Great. Actually, at that proclamation, I wasn't aware of how many charitable efforts he was involved in mm-hmm. here in St. Pete. But I do, I can remember from my earliest days how enamored of St. Petersburg my mom was. I mean, she just loved this place. And my grandmother, Claire, too, because they spent so much time here. And that, of course, mm-hmm. fueled her desire to retire to Florida.
Yeah.
The only problem is she picked Homestead.
Yeah.
And then Andrew came along, and that was the end of that.
That was unfortunate.
But she never lost her love for Florida.